If somebody,
they
do that in some parts of the country. I don't know if they do that around.
I don't know what you call it. Somebody, just to be giving you a gift or a bonus. I don't know what you're giving you a bonus because
I don't know what you call it.
A bonus because you pay your bill.
No.
In fact, I think we ought to put that up there. Pay your bill, you get a bonus. In fact,
maybe that might make people pay the bills. Okay, if somebody fell out of a boat, maybe that might didn't come up, you'd say you got.
Okay, if somebody fell out of a boat,
and what does he didn't come on that he got?
Under one down.
What does a baby do before it
crawls?
All right,
what does
crawl?
And if you saw something up in a tree, you'd say, I went across and I
crawl.
And
tree.
If you saw something of that,
say, I went across and
if you wanted to get down behind a low hedge, you'd have to go over and do what?
Get down behind a low hedge.
All right, and if you, a little child wanted to say his prayers, you'd say he went up to the bed and he
kneeled down.
If you, a little child, and if you were tired, you'd say, I'm going to go over to the sofa and
lie down.
And all morning I tired, blank in bed.
Go over to the sofa and
lay in bed.
And talking about something that's all in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
and talking about something
and I dreamed I was falling when all of a sudden I
woke up.
Okay, and if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you do what? And if a man meets a pretty girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he might say, may I? Or suppose
a girl at a dance,
if he had a car, he might say, may I? All right, would he ever say carry you?
Or suppose he had carry you home.
He had a car.
And to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and
and to get a boat up on land,
this, if you're doing this to someone.
Oh, you pull it up.
And
you pull a little bit of it out.
If you got behind the car, you'd give it a...
Pull it.
And if you carry something really heavy,
some
if you got behind
like,
the car...
You ask me to get a boat up on land,
and
you know.
Carry something really heavy.
Some of quick, like, that's a hell of a job.
Yeah, well, I guess it is.
No, if you got a little bitty boat, just pull it out. Which I know you can pull it out.
I guess by yourself, you're not going to pull it out on land. 3,000 pounds?
Yeah,
I guess by yourself. Gee. Okay, if you carried a very heavy suitcase, instead of saying you carried it, you might say you did what?
Okay, if you carried
it,
it was a
hot stove, a child was getting close to it, the mother might say,
don't touch the stove.
And if you needed the hammer and it was in another room, you might say to me, go.
In the back room.
And do what?
Get the hammer.
Let's see, if you might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
And you threw it and
caught.
You might throw a ball and ask
whatever. If we were planning to meet in town, I might say, if I get there first, All right, and if you're about to punish a child, he might say, please, just give me one more. All right, okay, and somebody
punish a child. Might say,
what do they do?
What do they do?
At least this one right here does.
Well, you're bigger than he is, so.
That don't make any difference. You can run fast, too.
You're bigger than he is. Okay, if a man can always see the point of a joke, you say he's got a good sense of...
Okay, if a man
has termites, you might say, I'm going to call the exterminator, and they'll...
An orchid.
Well, an orchid will do what?
If you have termites, you might say, I'm going to call the exterminator, and they'll... Well, an orchid will do what?
Really?
Would you ever say, get shut off?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Well, you get shut of the termite, but
would you ever say, get shut off?
That's it.
To fill in the blank here, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do because
and, to fill in the blank here, you might say, well, you must about have a better memory than I do.
I have
written.
And yesterday he
talked about a letter,
and tomorrow I will.
Right.
And I expect to get an
yesterday.
And if you put the letter in the envelope, you take your pen
right.
And you
and I expect to get an
outside the envelope.
Huh?
And if you put the letter in the envelope,
anybody say back it instead of address it
outside the envelope.
It's mostly very old people that say that.
Okay,
and
I don't think so.
It's mostly very old.